Warrnambool City Council adopted a revised business case for the Briley Recreation and Wellbeing Hub at this week's meeting. As Joanna Beard reports, it remains an advocacy priority.
Council is seeking to progress works on the Briley Recreation Reserve as they battle for funding for the elusive second stage of the project. The proposed community hub would include change rooms and community meeting spaces, following the recent delivery of the Eastern Oval redevelopment. Mayor Ben Blaine says time is of the essence to secure funding before costs increase once more.
If we can't get the funding now, it'll add another $3 million on within the next 3 years, and that's as an estimation with cost escalation.
Council says the project is essential to cater for the city's growing northeast corridor. Joanna Beard, ACE Radio.
3SH Local News.
The Allan Labor government has confirmed the return of the Victorian Youth Fest for 2026, providing vital funds to support young residents statewide. Grants reaching $2,000 are currently open for Mallee schools, local shires and community hubs to organise youth-driven activities throughout September. Joanna Beard has more.
Designed for those aged 12 to 25, the program encourages regional youth to design projects that reflect their unique local interests. For Mallee communities, these grants provide a vital opportunity to strengthen local connections and showcase the talent of our younger residents. Applications close on the 4th of March, and to learn more, visit vic.gov.au/youthfestgrants. Joanna Beard, ACE Radio.
The Melbourne to Warrnambool Cycling Classic has been rescheduled by a fortnight. Joanna Beard has the story.
The Melbourne to Warrnambool Committee has advised that the cycling festival originally set for February 14 and 15 has been rescheduled to Saturday, February 28 and Sunday, March 1. The decision was made in response to fires in the Otways, with the committee acknowledging emergency services for working with organisers to reschedule the iconic event. The committee say they are looking forward to a great addition of the Melbourne to Warrnambool and are hopeful that given the extenuating circumstances, registered riders will still be able to participate on the new dates. Joanna Beard, ACE Radio.
Colac Otway Shire is drafting a new five-year roadmap to drive local business growth and regional prosperity. Reporting is Joanna Beard.
Council is responding to new shifts in the innovation and creative sectors alongside emerging workforce challenges. A new development strategy is being built to help local businesses adapt and remain competitive. The project aims to identify how the Shire can better support small businesses, rural industries and major employers. Feedback from across the region is being gathered to ensure the final plan reflects local strengths and aspirations. Interested parties are encouraged to join the discussion at workshops starting this week in Colac, Apollo Bay and Forest. Joanna Beard, ACE Radio.